Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. In our top spin, if one of Barack Obama's top campaign advisors joins the White House, he may have to reveal the extent of his public relations work. David Axelrod has worked for Obama since the president-elect's 2004 U.S. Senate campaign. Axelrod co-founded two major Chicago firms. One firm, AKP&D Message and Media, does political consulting. The other, ASK Public Strategies, is a corporate PR firm. ASK is known for creating AstroTurf, or fake grassroots groups. Axelrod took a leave of absence from ASK to work on Obama's presidential campaign. Many believe he will accept a position as special assistant to the new president. If he does so, the White House Counsel or the Office of Government Counsel may require Axelrod to disclose his PR work or even sell his interest in the firms.
For years, the U.S. Army has been recruiting young people by reaching out to the adults around them, such as their parents, teachers, and coaches. But the new phase of the Army Strong campaign focuses directly on youth, especially young people of color, between the ages of 17 and 24. The changes include a greater emphasis on the internet and special events. On Veterans Day, November 11th, the Army added a webcast series to its website called Straight from Iraq. This series allows website visitors to ask questions of soldiers serving in Iraq to, quote, find out what it's really like to be deployed in the Middle East from the men and women stationed there, end quote. Here's a video of one soldier talking about the food in the mess hall.
There's a huge selection of food, a lot more than the first time I was over here. And just the amount of food and the variety of things that you can get. You get Southern, you get barbecue, you know, Tex-Mex, and Chinese.
That's from the U.S. Army's new webcast series, Straight from Iraq. It's the first time the Iraq War has been so prominently mentioned on the Army's website.
With more people aware of the environmental impact of all those discarded bottles, bottled water sales are down. Bottled water companies are nervous, but most won't promote their product on its strongest selling point, that water is healthier for you than soda. That's because most bottled water companies, like Pepsi and Coca-Cola, also sell soft drinks. But that's not true of Nestle, which is now marketing its bottled water with what have been called anti-soda ads. The ads are running on U.S. Spanish language television stations. The company says it's targeting Hispanics because they drink more bottled water than other ethnic groups. In the ads, a popular talk show host says that drinking water instead of soda can reduce your weight by 7 pounds a year. Nestle's marketing firm is working on English language versions of the ads.
The economic crisis is hurting an already weak U.S. automobile industry. So General Motors, perhaps the hardest hit company, is asking its U.S. employees and dealers to contact their members of Congress. GM's North America president emailed nearly 30,000 employees, stating, quote, "Your elected officials must hear from all of us now on why this support is critical. This level of economic devastation far exceeds the $25 billion of government support," end quote. The email also gave GM employees suggestions of what to tell congressional offices, along with a toll-free number to call Congress. GM sent a similar message to its dealers and also broadcast a video to its employees, saying the auto industry needs an immediate government bailout.
And now it's time to play 6 degrees of spin and faken, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned Chief Obama campaign strategist David Axelrod's PR firm, ASK Public Strategies. In 2005, ASK helped utility company ComEd campaign for permission to raise electricity prices in Illinois. To sell the unpopular idea, ASK created a front group called Consumers Organized for Reliable Electricity. The group funded ads that warned that, unless prices were raised, Illinois residents would face electricity blackouts. The group said it was a grassroots coalition, but all its funding came from the utility company.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.